the piqueteros, as the unemployed workers are called, they use like the Zapatists. They I don't know how to say it, but they you cannot see their faces. They do this because it's the danger to be recognized by the police. So because when they go back to their neighborhoods, they can be harassed. So, and also they use sticks just on security, like a distance away. Well, the police started to shoot using all kind of bullets, using tear gas, and they start a hunting that was quite terrible because, well, there were like 180 persons detained. Well, they killed two persons, Darío Santillán and Maximiliano Costecchi, of 21 and 23 years old, each of them. Well, I had the chance of making some interviews with Darío. He was a natural leader, really honest and intelligent, and also, like, in the way of Che Guevara, going to the front. I don't know if it's correct to say it like that, but he was killed while he was trying to help the other guy, Maximiliano. Media was useful in this case because everybody could see how the police was shooting, how they were using some bullets, red bullets, which means that are bullets that can kill, not the ones that used to for that are supposed to be used in these cases. But well, that's the situation. Then that day, more things happened because, well, I was telling you there was a hunting in the surroundings of the place. They also entered into a place of a political party, of the Communist Party. They entered without any permission, and was, well, like the methods of the military dictatorship. So, well, first of all, what happened was that the media, the corporative media, tried to show this as a way of saying it, the two demons theory. That was during the 70s when the guerrillas were very strong, trying to put in the same level the violence of the people with the violence of the state. Well, this situation is really different because the people that is struggling right now in Argentina do not use weapons. It's not a guerrilla. They are movements that came from the base, that they are powerful in their claims. But what they do is try to work on projects like making bread or making bricks or trying to get food. And well, they use this method of cutting the bridges and using I don't have the word right now, but using like handkerchief in their faces. So the media was using this to say that they are like guerrilla and violent piqueteros. That's the way piqueteros are called, the unemployed workers. But well, then what we could see in the television was so strong and so obvious that the police attacked in a criminal way, that they had to change what they were saying. So now, well, it's a different situation. The movement is really sad and angry about these two killings. And well, tomorrow there's supposed to be a big demonstration from Avellaneda, which is the place where happened this, to Plaza de Mayo, which is the main square in Buenos Aires City. Well, first of all, to make like some context, Argentina in the last years was like the best pupil of the IMF, making everything that they were saying we should make to be a good country. Well, the results are the bill, 50% of population under the levels of poverty, health and education in a really bad situation, the situation in the neighborhoods and in the poorest provinces is really, really tough. But we have a formal democracy, which is really relative, because on December there was this popular movement that threw down De La Rúa's government. That was the 20th of December. Was really important. The people on the streets. There was a lot of fighting against the police, fighting from the people in the streets, using stones and just making fire to make barricades. What happened then is that the same political system have a way of arranging this in their way. So after some different presidents, now we have Duhalde in the government, which is from the main from the principal party in the history of Argentina, which is the Peronist movement. Of course, he's really different from the origins of Peronism. It's like a way of populism, but with a lot of control. Trying to make again what the IMF wants us to do. So people, it's difficult to say. A lot of people believe what the media says, but what the media has been doing all these days, all these times, is so obvious that they try to lie and to show us a reality which is not true. I told you at the beginning, they wouldn't admit that was the police that assassinated these two piqueteros. They were trying to say that was like because they were violent, because maybe it was a struggle between them. Then the images were so strong that they have to admit that, yes, that it was the police. But what they are trying to do now is to say, oh, it was only a crazy police, it's not our fault. But what we are saying is that it's the fault of the whole political system, that it was not a mistake, that they planned this, that they wanted this to happen like this. They were using helicopters. We have different parts of the police, prefectura, which is the police that is in charge of the rivers and of the coast, like the coast guard. They were all using lethal weapons, so it was not a mistake. The president and the minister of security, they are responsible for this. It's not only the chief of the police. So, I was telling you, they are trying to show that it's only the fault of one crazy police that was provoked by the violent piqueteros, because, this Coordinadora de Trabajadores Desocupados, Aníbal Verón, is the more radical part of the movement, but radical in the sense of not belonging to any political party, of being really really independent of the power, which is for me really interesting, because they are building a different power, a people's power, and I think that the government don't like this at all.
Yeah, could you expand on the unemployed movement, the piqueteros, and where things are at in terms of building popular support?
Yeah, sure. The movement starts during all the 90s. During the 90s, we have Carlos Menem here, which he make everything the United States and the IMF wanted us to do. In the middle of the 90s, the movement appeared in a very spontaneous way, mainly in Salta and in Neuquén. Salta is in the north, in the limit with Bolivia, and Neuquén is in the west, in the limit with Chile. The method was going to the route, to the freeway, and saying we would not move until the government give us something. As I was telling, they cannot make a strike because they don't have any place where they were working. So that was at the beginning really spontaneous. Then the time passed, and a lot of different organizations appear. Now, mainly, there is a big organization of piqueteros, which is more reformist and more more into the system, like on negotiating with governments. So also the government tries to show that there is like a group of good piqueteros and a group of bad piqueteros. The bad piqueteros, as they say, could be this group, the Aníbal Verón I was telling you, and other groups, more left-wing groups. So particularly this Coordinadora de Trabajadores Desocupados, Aníbal Verón, they work in different neighborhoods. In each neighborhood is a different story, with different stories of political views, and it's really, each of them is really different, but what they all have in common is democracy, the direct democracy. They have their decisions in assemblies, and well, they try to make productive projects. I don't know if it's clear like that, like making, for example, in their communal house, well, trying to make food and trying to build houses, trying to make something with the money they get from the government, which is not a lot, but sometimes it's useful to keep on making something. It's not just saying we want, they also do things. So it's important to talk about this, because now they're, as the TV is showing the images of our companions killed over and over, you know how the TV is can be so disgusting sometimes, because they only want to show how they kill our companions, but they are not interested in what is happening in the neighborhoods and in what is happening in the situation that makes these people go to the roots and to the bridges to make demonstrations. They only want to show how the police was killing, which is for me a way of saying, be careful, we would do this if you keep on protesting. So I repeat it, the movement is based into direct democracy, assemblies, independence of political parties, the state, any or institution of the system. And well, of course, it's not like a new world, but what they do is really important and shows a lot of people the way of dignity and pride of the fight of the unemployed workers, the piqueteros.
Could you talk about the situation facing people on a day-to-day basis, people living in Buenos Aires who are unemployed? What kind of lives are these people living?
Well, for example, I live in downtown, in a place where during the day there's a lot of people, like a lot of people working. It's a bit polluted, but it's okay. But during the night, for example, you can see more and more people going into the bags of garbage, trying to see if they found something to eat, or if they find some papers or cans, so to get some money. So you can see these images more and more of people, of groups of families, trying to see if they find something in the garbage. So that's the situation. Of course, a lot of young guys are choosing the way of making some robberies or there's of course a lot of drugs. So a lot of people is in that sense bad. I mean, unemployed people. Well, some of them they try to see if they find something in the garbage. Others find in being delinquents a way of surviving. There's a lot of violence in this sense growing in Buenos Aires and in all Argentina. But well, Buenos Aires has like 10-12 million persons with the surroundings, and the country is like 36 million. So a lot of people live in Buenos Aires, a lot of percentage of the people. And well, in this sense of the problems that unemployed people are suffering, is that the unemployed movement is important, because they show a way of dignity and of working in something that is really important, that is the organization from the neighborhoods to resolve their problems. And it's no longer something with a lot of speeches and great ideas. It's just, okay, we need food, we need some money, because our people is dying. That's what is happening. Well, we, from Indie Media Argentina, we try to make this situation as clear as possible, because we feel that it's not clear enough, maybe, because what corporate media makes and what our government tries to say to the world, but that is what is happening. Having half of population under the levels of poverty means kids dying from health, from in situations that they shouldn't die. It means some people with really problems to eat in a regular way. It means our hospitals, our public system, health system destroyed. It means the schools as a place where a lot of kids only go because they get some food there. So, well, I repeat, it's really important, the struggle of the piqueteros and what they can make. And I think that, well, that the government was scared, and the powerful people were scared about this. And we can see that during the last week before the Wednesday 26, when happened this big repression, like the traditional media, the more conservative part of it was saying, and also the government were saying, they should not allow people to go and cut the bridges, always trying to say, because you have to respect the right to people to go to work. That right is supposed to be more important than the right to people to demonstrate themselves. So they were trying to say, okay, we should not allow this, we are not going to allow it. But well, the unemployed people that were on this demonstration, they need to protest, because what they can do, the government don't hear them and don't receive them. This is sad, but a big part of society does not pay attention to this situation. What they did in this country during the 70s was a massive and selective killing of the main activist. That was during the 74 and 83. We have 30,000 person killed. So it's something that is difficult to forget. So a lot of people prefer to see to another part, to just don't pay attention to what is happening. But there is another very important group of people that wants to fight and would fight for their rights, for the dignity of our people, which is not being respected by the government and by, well, the IMF, that keeps on asking for more and more obedience to their orders.
Do you see solutions coming not out of the IMF, IMF suggestions for new economies of Argentina, or the government which is in place right now and their suggestions, but out of the direct democracy of the piqueteros and their struggles?
Well, that's what we are trying to build. There is also two examples that I would like to tell you. It's about two factories. One is in Neuquén, it's called Sanón. Another is in Buenos Aires, it's called Brookman. They are two little examples, but are important. These are factories that we're going to how do you say that we're not going to work anymore. So the workers, they just stay in the factory and say, okay, if the boss don't want to work here, we would work without any bosses, and they organize the production and start to work as a cooperative. So that's important, is the workers controlling their own factory. But, well, it's not easy. We have a long and tough struggle from this sector, from these people, and from everybody that wants a really big difference, which is what is the main political parties and the legal system. They are all into trying to do what the IMF wants. So to build something different of this, it's not going to be easy. The political power of the United States is no joke. They don't have any problem of using the violence, and they are not going to lose all what they are winning right now, because as I tell you this about the piqueteras and about the factories over control of the workers and a lot of situations, and about the problems, the unemployment, and the poverty and everything, of course there are people that are winning a lot of money and making business. Now, well, in Argentina, we used to have the pesos that was $1, $1. Now we have it's like $4, $1. So now it's a cheap country, so they can make sweatshops here in Argentina. That's the plan that the Bush administration and the power of the states has to have to our people. So that's my personal view. I feel that it has to be a Latin American revolution is a strong word. But as one piquetero was saying yesterday to the press, when they asked him, "Do you want a revolution?" He says, "If a revolution means all our people having the possibility of it." Of have food, health, education, and a good job. Okay, yes, we want revolution. But well, we need the support of all the continent to start. It's not going to happen only in Argentina. I feel that this is for long. It's not going to be solved in these months or in these years. So. Yes, I think that direct democracy coming from the piqueteros and could be an alternative. Yes, for sure, but we are just starting.